News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's intensified its attacks on oil and natural gas facilities around the Gulf today. That's in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key Iranian gas field. And at Donahue reports, we've heard from Israel's leader.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the war is removing the threats posed by Iran's regime.
Iran's air defenses have been rendered useless. Their navy is lying at the bottom of the sea. Today we hit the other part of their navy in the Caspian Sea. Their air force is nearly destroyed. Iran's command and control structure is in utter chaos.
Netanyahu says the work is not over. Iran has intensified its attacks on oil and gas facilities around the Gulf, dramatically raising the stakes. The prime minister talked about suggestions the U.S. was dragged into the war.
Does anyone really think that someone can tell President Trump what to do? Come on. President Trump always makes his decisions on what he thinks is good for America.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A senior administration official tells AP the Pentagon's asking Congress for another $200 billion for the Iran war. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
It takes money to kill bad guys. So we're going back to Congress and our folks there to ensure that we're properly funded for what's been done, for what we may have to do in the future.
Oil prices spiked on the day's news. Brent crude briefly rising to more than $119 per barrel before easing. On Wall Street, stocks pared their losses by the close. The S&P and the NASDAQ each shed about 0.3%. The Dow dropped 203 points, or about 0.4. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week. Meanwhile, mortgage rates have risen. Freddie Mac puts the national average on a 30-year at 6.22%. And ABC's canceled its season of The Bachelorette, despite it being already filmed. The decision comes amid a domestic violence investigation involving star Taylor Frankie Paul. This is AP News. More trouble for a family made famous by reality TV.
31-year-old Joseph Duggar, one of the sons from the reality TV show 19 Kids and Counting, faces a charge in Florida of lewd and lascivious behavior on a child. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says a 14-year-old girl told police in Arkansas that Duggar molested her several times during a family trip to Panama City Beach when she was 9 years old. Authorities say he made an admission when confronted by the girl's father and repeated the admission on a recorded call with a detective. Duggar appeared on TLC's show Following the Lives of Devout Baptists Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar. The show was canceled in 2015 amid allegations that one of the other sons, Josh, had molested four of his sisters and a babysitter. Joseph's brother, Josh Duggar, was convicted of downloading child sex abuse images in 2021 and is serving a more than 12-year sentence. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.